Brian Finn is back with the business news.
Paul, thank you. Victims of text messaging scams were left out of pocket to the tune of €1,700 on average during the first 6 months of this year, according to Fraud Smart, an initiative of the Banking and Payments Federation. Businesses suffered an average loss of €14,000 as a result of invoice fraud. Niamh Davenport, Fraud Smart lead with the BPFI, is here. I think we've all been receiving a lot more of these text message communications of late, Niamh. They look rather convincing. It's quite easy to click on them and you can find yourself in a loss-making situation very easily.
Yeah, so these text message scams have been on the rise now for over a year, actually started really increasing during the pandemic. The fraudsters are very good at using different situations to commit fraud. So as going forward, we expect to see a lot more of these, especially with two retail banks leaving the Irish market. We are expecting to see a lot more fraud, asking people to verify, update bank account details. It could be from your bank, it could be from maybe a streaming service such as Netflix or Spotify. And like you said, it's so easy to click on the link and just do it really quickly, but they are actually fake websites that they're bringing you to.
For businesses, the losses are a lot more steep, €14,000 on average, up to €50,000 in some circumstances, and it's mainly through invoice fraud. How does that work?
Yes, this again isn't a new type of fraud, but it is, especially as businesses are moving their bank accounts, we expect to see a lot more of this going forward. So what happens is you will get an email in and it will be from one of your suppliers that you know. So for example, this affects all businesses. It's your local coffee shop, it's your doctor's surgery, it's your solicitor's office. Every business can be impacted by this. And you get an email in and it will just say, these are our new bank account details, keep these on file for all future payments. So it's not asking you to do anything, it's just saying, here's our new bank account details. What happens is then when the next legitimate invoice comes in from that supplier, you're actually paying the fraudster's bank account. So you've paid your invoice, you think it's all done and dusted, and then maybe a reminder comes in a month later and you think, well, I've paid it, what's happened? And that's when the realisation is it was actually a fraudster's email address that you got with the fake bank account.
So it's down the road when you discover, and you could have paid several of these at the time.
You could have paid several, exactly. So it's only when you contact your actual supplier, and that's what we're saying is, people will legitimately be changing their business or their bank accounts over the next couple of months with the two banks leaving. So there are going to be cases where people will genuinely change. But what you need to do is, if you get one of these communications, whether it's an email, a letter in the post, whatever it is, it's just the simplest way to verify if it's true or not is to pick up the phone, contact your supplier that you deal with on a regular basis. And most importantly, don't use any form of phone number or email address that's in the communication. Use one that you have on file or that you regularly use yourself, or just go directly onto the website and contact them that way. But don't use anything that's in the actual text message or email.
And is it you as the consumer or the business that takes the hit? It's your responsibility if this happens. The bank doesn't necessarily have to cover the costs.
The bank will make best endeavour. So everything is case by case basis, and they will thoroughly investigate every single fraud that happens, whether it's a text message scam or whether it's an email or phone call, whatever the case may be. And they will make best endeavours to get that money back. With invoice fraud, for example, as you said, it is quite a long time has gone. So if that money has gone out of the fraudster's account, there's nothing to get to return back to you. So really, time is of the essence. Any fraud, time is of the essence. But the sooner you report it, the more likely you are to get your money back.
Fraudsters are opportunists. And as you mentioned, they've been presented with a golden opportunity now with the departure of two banks. So what should people be looking out for in particular over the next while?
Really important not to click on any links. I know it sounds really, really simple, but if you don't click on any links, for example, if you get a text message from your bank, it's never going to have a link in it. You'll only ever be asked for a Y or N reply for a bank text message specifically. You'll never be asked for personal information. Any of these little things like links, personal information, asking you to confirm, verify, update. These are all things that are red flags. And whether it's from your bank or a supplier, or whether it's a text message from like the likes of Netflix or Apple or whoever it is to update your bank account details, these are red flags that people should be on high alert for.
Niamh Davenport of the Banking and Payments Federation, the Fraud Smart initiative. Thank you very much indeed.